everything's running smoothly.
Peter James Jamal Sweeney. Good morning, my friend. This is your KC Morning Show. My name's Hartzell Pete to my left. Getting started a little early today. Monday morning comes awfully early. It always does. Hold on.
You can always count on that.
Right around 32 seconds and 4 nanoseconds. That's when that beat builds up. Also at the 40. That right there is 40. What's going on, Pete? What's going on, man?
Good morning, Hartzell. Happy Monday. It's a good day to be a Kansas Cityan, especially today, the day after your Kansas City Chiefs defeat the New England Patriots, finally.
Big day. Big morning after. Big Monday morning quarterback guy today. Big fan of that.
And maybe better news than that is the weather right now. It is in the 40s.
Wow. You've really embraced this role. You know that you've embraced this role when you just said the weather. Maybe more important.
I mean, you never know. You're in the 40s right now, and here's what happens. It gets grim today. It gets grim, you say.
Don't tell me that.
I'm looking at this, my forecast here. creditweather.com.
I was going to say your forecast.
creditweather.com. And man, it starts in the 40s early this morning, and It actually chills down in the afternoon.
Ooh. No, one more time.
Chills. It'll get to be sunny, but the real feel by 2 p.m. Uh-huh. In the 20s. So
in the 20s?
Yeah, so maybe that isn't good news.
I'll be asleep by then. I'll be back in bed by then. Oh, God. Speaking of back in bed.
Pulling the curtain back.
Speaking of back in bed.
Low of 21 today.
And Chiefs, you know, we're here in the Unlabeled Music Studios.
That's right.
Here in Westport. Big fan. And what up, Cesar? It's our boy. Mm. There's friends here in this building.
Usually when we get here, we're alone.
Ghost town. We get here at, you know, 4 o'clock in the morning, 4:30, 4:55 for me. I don't think they've gone to bed yet.
No. It's that type of win. It's that type of monumental victory.
Yeah.
Good for them.
I see a bunch of Chiefs shirts still on.
A couple hours of sleep. Which is a couple more than them, which is good.
I don't know how these rules work.
Generous.
We're playing this game where if I'm late and it's accumulates to 60 minutes, you know, that's my total late time, then you get a lunch, right?
Right. You're at now 45.
See, I don't understand the game because I got here early today. I got here first before you.
You can't gain points.
I can't gain points.
The time starts at 4:55.
I think I should be able to if I beat you.
You
here.
Can. You can gain points. If I am late any time past 4:55, you can start the clock.
How about if I get here early? If I beat you, how about we can shave time off of your clock?
We're not playing against each other. We're playing the clock.
No. When is
the call time is 4:55. That's the point of the game.
When it's me and you, there's always a competition, all right?
What'd you do over the weekend? Anything fun?
I was actually kind of battling a cold. I'm still a little bit under the weather, but I took Saturday to rally and recover. And then Sunday, I had to get some work done. I had to went to the station, got some work done, and I was still fighting this cold. But you know what? I was watching the early football games at the station.
Nice.
And I was like, you know what? I want to go. Let me go grab something to eat. So I went over to my favorite watering hole of all of the drinking spots to watch a sporting event. Went to the Hy-Vee bar.
You're an embarrassment. But continue.
Went to the Hy-Vee bar in Mission, baby. It's the best place to watch a game because you can guarantee nobody's there. And if there is anybody there, it's the regulars who always show up in the daytime, of which I'm acquainted with a few of them now. Big fan. Big proponent of the Hy-Vee bar.
We're really recommend
it enough.
We're really showing our age with this show because both of us were working yesterday when everyone else in the city was probably partying and watching this game. And then we get here, people are still partying, and we're still working. Like, that's
not
where we're at in our
it's
life.
It's not that we're showing our age. We're showing our hustle.
Oh, I don't know about
showing
that.
Showing that grind. Showing that hustle, loyalty, and respect.
Speaking of showing your hustle, loyalty,
John Cena
and respect,
for life.
On Saturday, I was at one of the bars up here in the Plaza Parkway watching the SEC Championship.
Oh,
ran into Mayor Q, pal of mine.
You're palling around with the mayor, huh?
Came up and Mayor Q, I said, hey, we did a episode of Sunday Sound Off together on 41. And Mr. Mayor comes up and he says, sometimes they let me on TV with Pete Sweeney.
Mayor Q said that?
Mayor Q.
He knows your name?
I mean, this is it. This is it. This is
sometimes
this is peak.
To quote Cheers remix style, sometimes you want to go where every city knows your name.
That's right.
And the mayor knows your name, Pete Sweeney. You are moving on up.
I knew Mayor Sly, and I also now know Mayor Q.
All right, you don't have to keep name dropping. All right, we get
Sly
it.
To
we
Q.
Get it.
Who's the next mayor? I know the next mayor's probably out there. Can't wait to meet you.
I'm right here.
Oh, gosh. That's the worst. You're the worst.
Next time you run into him, tell him that I have been hitting up his comms department trying to set up an interview on this show. We'd like to get Mayor Q on his program.
It felt like his comms department was out with him, and they were buying shots. It was something.
Listen, politics. You talk about to say politics. Other than that, though, good weekend for you, Pete Sweeney.
Yeah, on Sunday, worked the Chiefs game, worked for AP and 610, and the Chiefs get the win. Always better to do a show and write articles. And
yeah, you guys do a
Jay
good job.
Jay Binkley does the post, and Ken Swanson does the pre on.
I'll let you.
Sports
yep,
Radio.
I was going to say, I'll let you plug. There you go. All right, Pete, it is a Monday, which means you got to get out of here quick because you got a TV hit.
Feels good.
So we are going to get to it. Pete, shall we do the news?
In other news, this city needs its news.
News team! Assemble!
Oh, I missed you.
You did.
I ain't talking to you. Talking about this sick beat.
Is it my hair?
This sick.
My personality.
Fire freestyle. I could rap under this. I could.
The 10 different plaid shirts that I wear.
I love waiting on it. I love when we can just kind of sit and stew on that. And you're picking up on it, too, because I think you kind of like this beat as well.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Let's do the news, y'all. Let's do the news.
I got
using
a little...
the sex phone number. 1-800-SEXINESS.
That's our text line. You can call us at 1-800-816-SEX.
Oh, gosh.
Go Chiefs.
Wow. I don't know where this voice is coming from.
All right,
is that your
quick.
Voicemail or your male voice?
Okay. Oh.
My God. This is it.
This is the show. This is the show.
Wow.
This must be the place.
Yep.
Quick hit, because I like that. I kind of like that I come in with a quick hit,
okay,
no audio.
What is it, man?
I drove in to work with some breaking news out of the World Doping Agency.
Okay.
We're doing some world news today. We're going to kick it off with some world news.
International.
We are Renaissance men on this show.
That's right.
Russia, like the country. I can see it from my house. Russia,
you can see Russia
banned from international competition for 4 years. Looks like Russia, they're hiding information, basically trying to hide athletes who had failed the doping policy.
Okay.
4 year banned, which means, and this does affect us, USA, they are going to be banned from the Olympics.
Wow.
And also banned from the World Cup. So when it comes to the Olympics, the individual athletes can compete, just not under the flag of Russia. But when it comes to World Cup, it's not quite that easy because, you know, it's a team game sport.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that news breaking. I had to listen to that. That's heard it on the GMT. Came into the BBC World Service. I'm a newsman.
I have to give that to you quickly. If you're Russian outside the bathroom, what are you in the bathroom? European. Wow.
What time is it?
You get it.
I did get it.
You're a PN.
Uh-huh. Can you guess what is our first story, Pete? If you had to guess all the news stories we lead off on this show since we've launched the KC Morning Show again, the KC Morning Show at the KC Morning Show on Instagram, at KC Morning Show on Twitter. What's leading our news, Pete?
Russian doping.
That was a quick hit.
Impeachment.
A confident House Judiciary Chairman Gerald Nadler hinted at what articles of impeachment the president could face later this week.
The case we have, if presented to a jury, would be a guilty verdict in about 3 minutes flat.
Committee members spent the weekend holed up behind closed doors in draft mode.
It's not about the number of articles we have. We need to make it clear within those articles that there is a pattern of conduct here.
The House Intelligence Committee will present its evidence to the Judiciary panel Monday.
I think we should focus on those issues that provide the greatest threat to the country.
The White House is refusing to participate in the House proceedings. The president tweeting again Sunday, calling it a hoax, insisting he's being denied due process.
House Intelligence Committee will present their findings to the Judiciary Committee. More info breaking today. Again, more history being made. I know it gets a lot. Maybe we're bombarded with a lot of info, but just for posterity's sake, It's a big deal, so just keep paying attention. We're not even close to being done. I know everyone's talking about this thing in like absolutes. We're just getting started. Like, we're still in the House. We got to go to the Senate, all that stuff. But as you know, we'll lead off with that news. More news, I'm sure, breaking on Wednesday. So I really hate, I don't know how to transition the story. This is our first story on this show covering an act of terrorism. This is the Florida Navy base, the naval base in Pensacola, Florida. So the more the panhandle side, it really just makes for the details makes for a really bad movie.
Stunning new details about the gunman who shot and killed three people at a Florida military base. The Associated Press reports the gunman held a dinner party just days earlier, watching mass shooting videos with three other students.
One of the people who watched those videos with him actually recorded him committing the massacre here on the base, and two other people were reportedly in a vehicle watching Saeed Al-Sanrani carry out the shooting.
National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien says, "I don't want to prejudge the investigation, but it appears that this may be someone that was radicalized, whether it was here or it's unclear if he's got any other ties to other organizations, because the shooter, a Saudi national in the Royal Saudi Air Force." Like I said, it's like a bad movie. It's like a really bad, the act two of a bad spy thriller. Some more information, and it's one of those, since we are talking like what could be an act of terrorism, info is going to be trickling out fairly slow because there is a lot of moving parts. And I was listening to, I think, the sheriff during their the press conference. You know, they don't want to say a whole lot of details because you don't want your memory being influenced on what you think you saw, what you think you heard. So more details coming on that story as well. Praying for everybody. That stuff sucks. That's pretty terrible. Pretty terrible. Let's move on to some happier news. Happier news here in Kansas City.
Right here in KC.
Sean Spaulding tells us he found the dog in a room partially on fire. He quickly grabbed the dog and jumped through a wall that was already blown out to escape.
Hey, is anybody inside?
Here's my dog.
Your dog is inside?
Yeah.
Where?
Right there, man. Look.
Sean reunited the dog with its owner. The dog seemed to be shaken up, but was okay. Officials say the fire may have been caused by a propane explosion. One person was taken to the hospital. Now, Sean says he drove away before he was able to meet the dog's owner because those flames were so close to his car. He does hope, though, to one day be reunited with them to see how they're doing and hopefully help them any way he can.
Good job, man. Way to be a humanitarian, Sean. Like that happened Fuller and Independence Avenue. Yeah, I hope they get a chance to reunite the dog and his
sounds like it, right?
His guardian angel. That's awesome. Good on you, Sean. You get our KC Morning Show badge of the day.
Ran into a burning house to grab the dog. Good on him.
I don't know if I could do it.
I don't think I would.
I would like to say I
really
could
don't
do
think
it.
I would.
If it was my dog's, I'd give it a shot.
Just depends on how the house looks. Like, if this thing's about to fall over, you can't go in there.
I'm just going to be honest, y'all. I moisturize too much to be putting my life on the line.
Okay.
Let's just call a spade a spade. I'm very self-aware.
All right.
news from Billboard. I've been using Billboard recently. I like to add a little credibility to this program.
Thank
I go
goodness.
To Billboard.com.
Somebody is doing something.
Billboard.com releases their top songs of 2019. I think I'm going to... Next week, I was thinking about this weekend, maybe next week or the week after, do my favorite albums of 2019 for this show, maybe break off little clips. I am a music guy, I work at a radio station, Hartsell After Dark, 96.5 The Buzz here in town, The Alternative. The Alternative!
When did you marry it?
Does that mean I get insurance? Is that how that works? This is like a green card kind of marriage? I'll take that.
You know The Buzz doesn't have insurance.
Kicked off by Lil Nas X.
I'm gonna take my horse to the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more. You'll be left in the dust unless I stuck by you. You're a sunflower.
Thinking you could live without me. Thinking you could live without me.
I'm that bad type. Make your mama sad type. Make your girlfriend mad type. Seduce your dad type. I'm the bad guy.
God, I'm saying wow. 100 bands in my pocket, it's on me. Yeah, your grandma will probably know me. Get more bottles, these bottles are lonely. It's a moment when I show up. God, I'm saying wow.
Billboard. top songs of 2019. You got Post Malone that was on there twice.
Good for him.
Found some stats for you.
I thought stats only existed in sports.
Sports and stuff. Sports and Stuff, a former podcast that you and I used to host way back in the day. Billboard's Year-End Music Awards based on chart performances from November 24th, 2018 to November 16th, 2019. I've never understood. It feels like an arbitrary time period. I've never quite figured
out. There's a period there where I guess no music can exist.
Apparently so. Just a dead air.
Mid-November. So that's just the Thanksgiving break for music.
Apparently so. Old Town Road, a runaway chart hit. Weekly Hot 100. Shattering the 19 weeks at number one from Despacito, Daddy Yankee. Ooh. Featuring Bieber and all that and that stuff.
Mariah Carey and Boys to Men.
One Sweet Day also on that chart. Let's see more. What's another fact for you? Little Nas X. Okay. Little Nas X, who turned 20 on April 9th, the youngest male artist with a year-end hot number one chart, the second youngest ever. Number one trails only 19-year-old Lulu from 1967's popular tune To Sir With Love, a fan favorite of my mom's. Post Malone, Sunflower hits number two on your top 100 list. Halsey's Without Me finishes number three, rounding out your top five, Billie Eilish's Bad Guy. She has a great record, Billie Eilish does, that new one. And Post Malone's second track on that list, Wow. 4 and 5.
Tough to be on a list twice. So good on a good year for Post Malone.
I'm a fan. I didn't see it coming. You know, he's the guy's got like he just looks very, very unkempt and a lot like he hasn't bathed in a while. Sure. Tats all over his face. Dude is awesome. I'm a big fan.
There
he's
you go,
also,
judging books by their cover again.
I gotta stop. But he's a big indie guy. He does tracks with all kinds of folks that I listen to on my station. So if you're interested,
there's that mention again. Huh?
I'm trying to be more subtle now.
Your station.
And finally, Pete, all the rage, the Christmas item that is on everybody's list, the fart launcher.
No.
Buttheads! Your heads are butts!
Introducing the Fart Launcher 3000. Wreak havoc by launching real fart smells. Load the canister, pull back, and let her rip. Oh, this can really clear a room.
What?
That's right. We're a lowbrow podcast now.
What?
Toy insiders tell the Post, the Washington Post, that Butthead's Fart Launcher 3000. That's always got to be a thousand.
That does
at
not
the end.
Sound like a real toy.
This sounds like a mid-2000s toy. The Something 3000. This Nerf gun-like gadget. Ooh, I'm a sucker for an alliteration. That was excellent. This Nerf gun-like gadget shoots farts instead of darts.
How?
Track. Oh, man. Who wrote this copy? The flatulent firearm developed by Wowee can spread stench. That's right. Stench up to 10 feet across the room and is, and I quote, best used in well-ventilated areas or outdoors, intended for kids ages 5 and up. Comes with a cartridge capable of 100 plus blast of flatulent fury. That one's a Hartzell original. $20 for the pleasure, Pete. $20 for the pleasure. And that's your news on this Monday morning, your Casey Morning Show.
You know, we led the show by talking about how we're getting old. I am getting old. I would never, and I don't have any children yet, maybe one day, I would never buy this for my kid.
Don't get it. I don't get it.
No matter how much they wanted it. Why would you ever bring the fart launcher into your house? What kind of madness is
that? They bring the fart launcher to you. It's not on your nice list. Is that going on the naughty list or the nice list? I can't tell.
It's
a hybrid, I guess.
I mean, if this would have to be some kind of deal with my kid, like some kind of report card to get.
And
the
you know they're gonna sell out. $20 is not that's not crazy for something like this. That's gonna probably sell out. So I apologize if we got any parents listening. You've been warned. We we gave you the KC Morning Show teaser trailer for that one. Godspeed.
The Chiefs were able to hold Tom Brady to just 169 yards.
Chiefs!
A touchdown.
Chiefs!
And an interception as the Chiefs beat the Patriots 23-16 in Foxborough. The Patriots had won, Hartzell, 21 games in a row at home. So what does it mean? Well, since Oakland lost, Kansas City wins its fourth division title.
Hold on. I'm going to need you, Pete. And I know you're not. I know you're from New York, but you become a KC transplant. You become a KC guy. Sure. We just beat The New England Patriots, man.
Yeah, that's right.
Patty Mahomes and our defense. I need you to get up for this a little bit more. We just brought home the AFC West title, and the West ain't enough. I saw that T-shirt. I'll buy one of those shirts. The West ain't enough, baby. Get up, Pete.
Here's the deal.
Get up, Pete.
Here's why I'm not super excited. I've watched this movie before. The Chiefs have beaten the Patriots in the regular season since I've been here. They've won four division titles in a row, and good on them. That's really tough to do. But I am giving off the emotion of most Chiefs fans.
I forget and that you're a journalist. You have a master's. Here's the deal. Understand. You're impartial.
Here's the deal. This is a Super Bowl or bust season for the Patriots, or for the Chiefs, I should say. Yeah, and really the Patriots every year. And that's what the Chiefs are aspiring to be.
Yeah.
And their work isn't done. They realize that. You saw the shirts. The West is not enough. I love that. Let's see if they can carry this play into the last 3 weeks of the season.
I need to stop you there because I need to talk about what I need to know about. That's the fashion of everything. Is that shirt?
I don't know.
Is that the NFL? You know exactly where I'm going with that.
Because if
I want it to be unique to us.
I hope that they kind of designed it, but I don't get the feeling. Like, usually the NFL does this in unison.
Right.
At first last night, I thought it was custom, and I was like, wow, this is awesome.
Yeah.
I thought Frank Clark had, like, made them or something. Mm-hmm. But then I saw that
I feel like
there
it was
were
gonna
other
be,
logos on it.
How the East was won, how the South was won.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
I don't know if there's a the East was not enough. I'm not really sure the answer to that question. So what does it mean for the Chiefs? Well, since the Oakland Raiders lost, Kansas City wins its fourth division title in a row. That means they're in the playoffs.
Yeah.
So no more worries about that. Right now, they're the third seed of six. They will play the rest of the season here for better playoff position. Patrick Mahomes, the hero of Kansas City, Hartzell's love, had 283 yards, a touchdown, and an interception in the game, but he hurt his hand early on in this game.
Yeah, I just kind of hit the ground weird when I was kind of throwing that ball away and got hit, got threw it away and got tackled right as I threw it away. And I knew something was wrong, but I didn't know for sure. And I tried to fire that next pass, and it didn't look too pretty. So I kind of just let the trainers look at it. They gave me the good to go, and so I went out there, battled, figured out ways to throw the ball across the middle and maybe not shoot those long shots that I usually throw, but enough to get them back and still score touchdowns.
We're so spoiled, man. We're so spoiled. That's how you – I mean, that guy is the template for how you build a franchise. We're so lucky.
Andy Reid said
that
Mahomes will have an X-ray on the hand coming up soon. I expect some kind of update either later on Monday or Tuesday through the channels of the national media from
maybe
Ian Rappaport or something like that.
Maybe a contusion or something
Adam
like that.
Adam Schefter.
Yeah. A strained ligament or a bone, a hairline fracture maybe. I'm trying to throw out WebMD terms. Anything? Anything at all? Am I close?
Missouri has a new head coach.
Sorry, you're the sports guy. My mistake.
And it's Eli Drinkwitz of Appalachian State.
M-I-Z.
Some quick and dirty stats on Eli.
Ooh, I like that.
Eli's 36. He's coached at Auburn, Arkansas State, Boise State, and then as the offensive coordinator at North Carolina State. Just 1 year of head coaching experience at App State, but he went 12-1.
App State. Oh, sports guy.
And Appalachian State, and won the Sun Belt Conference. So a good year last year. It seems like a younger guy with a lot of energy. We'll see how he does in Mizzou.
M-I-Z.
Around the league, the Baltimore Ravens beat the Buffalo Bills, so they are in control of the AFC.
I watched that one. That was the game I watched.
In the NFL, they like to say this thing, the playoffs run through.
Yep.
It looks like the playoffs are going to be running through Baltimore this year, which is going to be a tough place to play.
How much better are they now than when we played them?
Way better.
It looks like a whole different
team. But
here's the
thing. Patrick Mahomes is to Tom Brady almost like Lamar Jackson is to Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, yeah.
Lamar Jackson hasn't lost a lot. That's the quarterback of the Ravens. Mm-hmm. Mahomes has beaten him twice.
Yeah.
We'll see if he can do it three times. If
come and fill that ass.
Might have to in the AFC playoffs. Local Lee Summit product and Mizzou grad Drew Locke.
LS for life.
Threw for more than 300 yards, three touchdowns, and an interception for the Denver Broncos against the Houston Texans. Helping
yours
the
truly,
Chiefs.
Lee Summit, Missouri.
By beating them 38-24, Locke visits Arrowhead Stadium next week against the Chiefs. You know, he'll want to play well in that game.
Going to have a big old Lee Summit contingency out there. We are the elites for one day of the year. We are the elites of Arrowhead. Lee Summit for life.
The 49ers beat the Saints. Absolute thriller. 48-46 last second field goal. Kansas basketball took
care. Hold on, how many? Oh, backtrack real quick, because I you'd be so proud of me. I watched so much football on Sunday. How many? There was
you
like
forget
12,
where you were or something.
I did, man.
Lost yourself.
I got some new stuff coming. My guys back in town. There was like 12 touchdowns in that game.
Yeah.
It was nuts.
This was wild. I mean, Drew Brees had 5. Jimmy Garoppolo had 4.
Big fantasy day if you started those guys.
I mean, you're all over sports. Should I just leave the room at this point?
I'm so proud of myself, to be honest.
Should I go home tonight?
This guy.
I could have stayed in bed.
Man, you know sports is easy. You know that.
Kansas took care of number 20 Colorado on Saturday in basketball, 72-58. Colorado had won 7 games in a row to start the season, so it's a pretty good win. Kansas is now 7-1. Marquette held off K-State to win 73-65. K-State drops to 5-3. And Hartsell, your Mizzou Tigers got a win over Temple, 64-54, dropping a 3-game losing streak.
Might be Kwanzo's biggest win.
Mizzou is now 5-4. And that's sports.
That's your sports. Your sports. Hey, how are we looking on time, Pete? Because I'm trying to keep you on track to
probably
get your
got
TV
another
hit.
10 minutes or so.
What? Where can people find your TV hits you do? Because you are a TV guy.
All right,
now.
Really quickly, Monday mornings and Friday mornings. Monday and Friday on 41. Friday nights on Channel 5. And then occasionally just somewhere mixed in. Sometimes I'll just appear randomly.
You have that effect on people, don't you?
You know, sometimes the boob tube's calling me, and I oblige.
Greetings, Hartzell. Search the Force, and a tremor I have felt. It was you. Your ego just busted a planet.
The KC Morning Show.
Do you like that one? Do you like that one?
Of course I did.
As a new one. As a new one.
Knew I wouldn't like that.
Voiceover courtesy of Mr. Tom Kane, the official voice of Yoda on the Clone Wars cartoon. You can watch that on Disney Plus. World-renowned voiceover artist. Again, the actual voice of Yoda.
Yeah.
Saying my name on this show. So
conceited you are.
No, you're very humble.
I have a survey, Pete. You know I love a good survey. Big fan. Big survey guy. Commissioned by Moonstruck Chocolate. Never heard of it. They've arrived at a figure that says that over your lifespan, Pete,
yep,
you will spend roughly $30,000 consuming snacks. $30,000. How they came up with this figure? They say that the average amount of money that Americans spend on snacks per week, $9.22. Is that on brand for you? $9.22 on snacks?
I guess. I mean, I don't know.
Okay.
I feel good for the people that hang out with me. They can consume me. I'm a free snack. You know what I mean?
That adds up to about $479 a year based on the $9.22. So over an average lifetime, that comes up to $28,766, 40 cents for the pleasure as well. 37% of folks say they prefer a sweet snack as opposed to a 34% salty snack number. I'm really taking this story seriously. Why is this the hill
this
I'm going to
like
die on?
This is like stat day on the KC Morning Show. There were stats on news, stats on music, stats on sports, of course, and now stats on somehow munchies?
Stacks on stacks on stacks. The most popular snacking combination, the most popular pairing, 58% enjoyed a nice bacon and eggs combo when you have the bit of the munchies.
Bacon and eggs is a meal.
That's exactly, okay, it's a meal. Also, if I'm in that certain state of mind, I'm not trying to get like a pan out. I'm not trying to get the oil, get the butter. I'm not trying to get burned from the grease mostly. So that's big. 58%. So even more than half. That's crazy. Get this. 48% of the respondents, and this is, again, commissioned by the Moonstruck Chocolate Company. Again, never heard of it. The most popular pairing was bacon and eggs, but a close second, steak and potatoes.
Delicious.
At 48%. I love that.
A nice, warm Irish meal. Hearty.
That's a lot. Again, that's a lot when I'm...
I actually combined...
When I'm floating.
I combined the first two, steak and eggs. I went to Rye in the Plaza this weekend.
This guy.
Steak and eggs.
Steak and eggs, right? 48%.
Delicious.
Now, a dip and potato chip combo. 44% of folks
I love
prefer
dip.
That.
I mean, there's nothing better than dip. Whether it's like bread, dipping in a little pesto, carrots into some ranch sauce.
So you're so healthy.
Nugs.
Carrots.
Into some barbecue sauce or maybe a little honey must.
What kind of nug we talking about?
Chicken nug.
Totally different direction. Mine's a plant. Okay.
We are in the munchie section.
Vice, they compiled a list of their favorite munchie foods.
Ooh, I'm looking at it.
Nachos.
Chos.
Queso. Burrito. Pizza.
Sweet
burger.
Burrito.
And a very underrated munchie, dare I say, delicacy. Ramen.
Nothing like it.
Big ramen guy. Now, because it took me a while.
99 cents.
It took me a while
fill
to...
that belly.
Oh, just ball on budgets. Ball on budgets, baby. We have a morning show now. We got to be up early. We don't have a whole lot of time to get some part-time hours in, so we got to ball on budgets.
Oh, you're not kidding, man. As soon as I woke up today, I drank some ramen. Just wolf that thing down.
Do you have a favorite? Now, for you, again, you're a newsman. You sure haven't given up. You're not quite jaded on life, so I'm not going to have you put this on the record. So maybe we'll take it in a route of snack food for you. Just an overall umbrella of snack food.
I go out with friends for a few beers. You can get the munchies. I like some, like, pizza after okay. maybe a few. You
so
know,
you're,
late night.
You're another guy that wants to have a hot meal coming home.
Like a late night tacos. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, after you go hit the pub with a few friends.
Question of the day. Chocolatey kind of sweet, salty kind of salt. What
the hell are we talking about here?
Or like a fruity kind of flavor. If you what mood are you in when you come home trying to find a snack? I lean more chocolate.
I guess it's salty, right? Because I prefer the pizza or like a nachos or a tacos or something like that. So I guess that would be the closest. I mean, unless you're having a chocolate taco. Which they have at the
Choco Taco. That was
at the refrigerator in the store.
That was my staple at Boy Scout camp. Get a Choco Taco at the trading post.
Yeah, but that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about an actual, like a chalupa.
I'm trying to think. The Hershey pie at Burger King.
I don't think I've ever had that.
That's what it is. It's just, it's fluff and cholesterol. That's fine. And a walking.
Fluff and cholesterol. Cholesterol.
I want to throw in one more stat.
This guy.
Because this is the classy one. So I imagine the people who responded to this went out. Perhaps it was date night. They got a sitter. Their munchie madness decision. 39% of folks said they prefer snacking, coming home snacking on a wine and cheese combo.
You're out of your mind. I mean, you got to be clinically insane to have wine and cheese after already probably having wine that evening, I'm assuming.
Hey, you know what?
How many stats do you have today?
Got to get while the getting's good.
I got a stat on how many stats you have. That's 17 stats that you have today.
How am I doing?
One too many.
The KC Morning Show.
Is that better? Is that better? Went back to generic. No more Yoda, I guess. That's fine. What is our preview for not only today but tomorrow? Since we won't see these wonderful, excellent, top of the line early adapters to the podcast. Thank you again, Kansas City, our favorite.
CeeLo Green is at Knuckleheads tonight on a holiday hits tour. So if you're in the mood for CeeLo Green,
didn't know he had any hits.
He.
I'm not a CeeLo guy.
Singing the holiday hits.
I used to be a fan, but he's
honestly forget you, man. and then tomorrow we.
What if you?
Tomorrow we have Christmas Vacation Trivia at City Barrel. Ooh, ooh, ooh. There are a ton of Christmas events going on, but we've talked about everything on here before. If you know the lights and Lee's Summit and the magic tree. So there's a ton of that, but we've already kind of talked about everything. Nothing really new, not a ton new happening Monday and Tuesday this week. If you have an event we need to know about, because clearly we do, email us at kcmorningshow@gmail.com.
My name is CeeLo Green.
Tonight on Monday Night Football, Eli Manning returns for the Giants as they take in the Eagles. Daniel Jones is hurt, so he can't play in the game, so Eli is back. On Tuesday, Milwaukee takes on the Kansas Jayhawks in basketball at Lawrence, 7 p.m., so quick preview for you today.
When you're talking to your friends and they in the know, tell them download the KC Morning Show.
Shut up. Yeah, we could use your ratings if you can handle Hartzell singing and his stats. This close is why enough. I got to have a sound control for myself so I can play you off sometimes.
Oh, play me off, Johnny. Well, I guess we got to get you out of here, huh? You got to go do a TV hit. Well, Pete, you look great. You sound great.
You.
Let me look at you before you get out of here. Make sure you are TV ready. Stand up for me. Give me a spin, baby. Give me a spin, baby. Ooh, rocking that is an intense khaki. Oh, don't hit your mic. Got a nice plaid. You're peacocking today, baby.
I crashed into the mic.
Got them clear shades on. Got them specs. What a frame of mind.
Wearing the specs. Show some respects.
My name's Hartzell. That's Pete Sweeney. This your KC Morning Show. We'll see ya. See ya in the morning. Bye. Say bye, Pete.
Bye, Pete.
The KC Morning Show.